Hey, you want that to go?
Takeouts on the news this morning here in the studio. Ibrahim Abdelmateen and Louise Story from our partner, the New York Times. Louise, let's begin with you. Game changer. And I hate using that word, but it's unavoidable when you talk about Avatar. 3D Avatar changed the game for movie theaters. Everything's going to be 3D from now on. That movie raked in $1 billion. But it seems like there's another revolution brewing in our living rooms involving 3D. What's going on?
Well, this is, you know, everyone's childhood dream is to have 3D TV at home. I remember seeing some of those 80s movies with those cheap glasses and just wishing I would have it at home. And now companies like Panasonic are bringing out these $2,000 TV sets that are 3D TVs for home.
Now, you know, we just filled the landfills with all these cathode ray TV sets, replacing them with the flat screen HD TVs. Does that mean we're going to have another wave? And how soon are these going to come on the market? What's the penetration rate that
Well, you know,
expecting?
the name of the game in technology is new.
Right.
And now everyone's bought HD TVs. Those are the high definition ones.
Right.
And so they want everyone to go back to the stores. And that's what the 3D TVs are meant to be. Now, it took about a decade for the HD TVs to take off. So
right.
If this works, it could take about a decade. The thing that's really interesting to me and which makes me think this is not just some dream of the screen makers is that programmers are actually developing content for this. So we've seen ESPN. They came out yesterday and said that they would be developing at least 85 different programs, live sports events that you'll be seeing on TV by June, including the World Cup soccer matches. And you could see in sports why 3D images might be really cool.
Well,
and then the Discovery Channel is also creating a channel, DirecTV. I mean, the programmers are getting
like
in on this.
Sharks Eat You.
Right? Right.
That's their new program on the,
right.
on the Discovery Channel. So I already lose the clicker on my HD TV. I'm going to be losing the glasses on these 3Ds as well.
Well, that's the thing. These do need glasses. And so
those
there's
don't
a couple.
Stay on my nose.
Right. There's a couple kind of glasses. One of the types are these shutters that close really fast because, you know, the way 3D works is it shows your different eyes different images. That creates the illusions. So the shutters open and close really fast, and that's how it'll work. Apparently, a couple pairs of those will come with the TV, but if you've got a group of 10 friends, you'll have to go buy these glasses.
I think Louise wants one of these TVs.
I do. I do. Next Christmas.
Now on to another entertainment takeout.
These are your nominees for favorite female movie star.
Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry, Sandra Bullock.
And the people's favorite female movie star is Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, that's from the 2007 People's Choice Award. Granted, it's a couple years old, but the point
it.
Of that
Jennifer Aniston.
Is I just want to remind you that Jennifer Aniston won in a year when her competition was Halle Berry for her X-Men movie appearance and Sandra Bullock in The Lake House. This was the year that Judi Dench, Meryl Streep, Kate Winslet, and Helen Mirren were up for the Oscar for Best Actress. And the people chose Jennifer Aniston. We're joined now by Delana Dixon. She's a TV blogger. Good morning, Delana.
Hey, good morning.
So this has to beg the question, who's voting for these People's Choice Awards?
Well, I certainly think that shows that it's a young audience voting for it, who's voting for the People's Choice Awards. And you know what? Why not? I mean, I think this year's big winners will be Twilight, of course, Transformers, The Big Bang Theory. But that doesn't mean adults aren't voting. I mean, House won last year. It'll probably win again this year, and it appeals to adults. So it comes down to who's voting, and most of the time, it's not the foreign press.
Well, is this maybe an event for those stars who maybe don't have a chance at an Oscar nod?
You know, it certainly is. You know, we love these films. We put a lot of money into them, going to see them. These TV shows get the big blockbuster ratings. So why shouldn't we take a night where we recognize the people who are probably never going to win an Oscar?
But probably not a good predictor of the actual Oscar awards, I would assume.
Is there a People's Choice TV blogger category, Delana?
Oh, yes, and I definitely think that I would be in top. No, it really isn't. Most of the movies nominated aren't even up for a Golden Globe. They probably won't get an Oscar, but it is possible. Think about Heath Ledger. He actually won a People's Choice Award for Dark Knight, and he won the Oscar after his death. So it's possible, but it's a small window.
It's a stretch. Delana Dixon, TV blogger, thanks.
That's interesting. Our People's Choice Award for a TV blogger, certainly. Ibrahim Abdelmateen with our last takeout. So trivia question headline for you. Who is the highest paid coach in the NFL, Ibrahim Abdelmateen?
Well, it would go to the team that has the biggest payroll in the NFL, which is the
Washington Redskins, who now have hired Mike Shanahan so he can turn things around in D.C. We'll see what happens.
All right,
he is one of the only two coaches with two Super Bowl rings that's active.
So he's got some creds. He comes by
without
it right. All right, the Orange Bowl was last night. Iowa defeated Georgia Tech. What did you think about that game?
So 24-14 was the score. Iowa got the nod. But I think there's a couple of players that I want to just – and the end of defensive end, Adrian Claiborne. And the reason why Iowa won was because their defense was stellar. The defense stopped one of the most powerful offenses in the country. Georgia Tech hadn't kicked a punt in three games. They kicked a punt on their first possession, and they had nine punts that they kicked. It was the most as they ever kicked
That's
all season
intimidating.
Long. So this guy, Adrian Claiborne, he's going to not go pro. He's going to stay for his senior year, and you'll see him in the future.
How did this game stack up to the BCS, which comes up, I guess, on Thursday night, right?
Well, this was a matchup between the ACC, which is the ACC champion Georgia Tech, against
right.
the second place finisher in the Big Ten, which is Iowa. So you saw it a little bit of sort of the different style of play in the different conferences. This wasn't the top level, but this was pretty high.
All right, and the unit is out.
The unit is out.
The unit retires, going to baseball now.
Exactly. So he's a five-time.
Well, let's say who the unit is.
Sorry, Randy Johnson.
Dork, you know.
I thought everyone in the world
Randy
knows.
Randy Johnson, the pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks, the Yankees, and he finished his career with the San Francisco Giants. He won the Cy Young five times. He was a 10-time All-Star. He was second all-time in strikeouts to Nolan Ryan. But most importantly, he had three back surgeries, and he had four knee operations.
So at the very least, he'll be in the Hall of Fame of medical injuries in
Indeed.
Baseball, right? Yeah, but he's a no-brainer Hall of Famer, right?
Without a doubt. Right. And the most important thing also is that he did all this in the era of steroids.
All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. What is that? Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen with our last sports takeout. Coming up, we're going to talk about a new...
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.